Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 6:45. Will growing political tension between the U.S. and Russia affect how the countries work together in space? Allison Lee has the story.
Despite recent political friction between the two nations on Earth, NASA and the Russian space agency Roscosmos still have a good working relationship. That's according to Eric Berger, senior space editor for Ars Technica.
Right now, the United States buys seats on the Soyuz spacecraft to get astronauts to the International Space Station. That financial arrangement works out pretty well for the Russians, with almost $500 million in revenue.
So he says Russia has the upper hand politically in space, but that could change soon, as Boeing and SpaceX gear up for commercial space travel. A U.S.-made rocket also uses Russian engines, which critics have argued is a liability. In a statement, NASA says space cooperation has been a hallmark of U.S.-Russia relations, including during the height of the Cold War. In Houston, I'm Allison Lee.
The U.S. government is rushing through a border wall project in New Mexico that it says completes one of the cornerstone promises of Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Fronteras reporter Michelle Marisco spent some time watching the project unfold and reports what the government is delivering is not a new wall, but the same border wall that's been going up for the past decade.
First, this project here amidst the blowing fine white sands of New Mexico's Chihuahua Desert. Flanked by green uniformed agents on horses and ATVs, Border Patrol El Paso Sector Chief Aaron Hull announced a new border build in early April.
It's going to be durable. It's going to be here for a long time. It's going to be harder to get over, harder to get through, harder to get underneath.
He was standing in front of the existing barrier just west of New Mexico's Santa Teresa port of entry. The agency hired a contractor to come in, tear out the low-slung vehicle barrier that was put in place less than a decade ago, and replaced it with 18 to 30-foot high bollard-style walls, like those you've probably seen around Nogales and other parts of the border. But then Hull announced this.
This project is underway. This is the beginning in this sector of the president's border wall, very much so, yes.
Which needs some context because the wall going up is the same wall that went up following the 2006 Secure Fence Act, not...
We will build a great wall along the southern border.
Candidate Donald Trump's promised wall. Congress never approved the $25 billion wall. Instead, it only set aside $1.6 billion, and that was for existing walls, not for those untested prototypes like those being judged in California. Adding to the confusion was Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, who was asked earlier this month whether this was a new wall.
So here, this is an important question. To us, it's all new wall. If there is a wall before that needs to be replaced, it's being replaced by a new wall. So this is the Trump border wall.
Sunland Park Mayor Javier Perea stands alongside the Mexican border, a freight train rolling behind him, hiding a small city that abuts El Paso to one side and Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, over the looming border wall directly in front. To his thinking, walls work as long as they're monitored.
If it's out in the desert and there is no manpower looking over that wall, then it's going to serve no purpose.
His town of 20,000 was separated from Mexico by chain link fence for a generation. 2 years ago, the Obama administration came in and replaced the fence with new bollard walls, solid steel, 18 feet high, buried in the ground, with an anti-scaling panel of smooth steel running across its top. Like the new wall going up.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty much, my understanding, it's going to look like this. It's going to have an anti-climbing, the specific name for it, whatever it was. But I'm assuming this is how it's going to be looking.
Yeah. New walls are old. He and his police chief say they appreciate the federal presence here. A spokesman for the Border Patrol declined an interview, but emailed a statement saying the bollard walls let agents see into Mexico. And it says that agents here are busy with 25,000 apprehensions last year. Bill Wallace's family has raised cattle along the Santa Teresa border for four generations. He says his herd of young cattle he has penned for an upcoming cross-border auction are put at risk by people running through the corrals.
We would need probably more help from the Border Patrol, you know, when people are jumping across the fence and then they spook the cattle.
His solution is not a wall.
Why not?
They'll just get a bigger ladder. And that's exactly what they're using.
The Trump administration says it paid a contractor $73 million for these 20 miles of new border wall. Environmentalists filed a lawsuit to stop it within days, but the court hasn't stopped the new wall from going up. And following this, the administration is looking to build more of these barriers in the Rio Grande Valley. From Santa Teresa, New Mexico, I'm Michel Marisco.